Again, we thank you, brethren, for the blessing you've been to us over these years. And it's good to be back here again at Fellowship Baptist. And looking forward to be here at the meeting tonight. Brother Wayne Fair just came in the door. Veteran missionary in Papua New Guinea. So be sure you talk to him too. I'm sure you will. Thank the Lord for safety, for watching over them as they drove from Shelby, North Carolina. In Proverbs chapter 16, the Bible says in verse 31, "The hoary head is a crown of glory, if it be found in the way of righteousness." Could seem like a strange verse to use. And yet, when I read that, I think about the fact, I think of fathers and mothers and grandpas and grandmas who have been faithful to the Lord. The hoary head, the gray head. And some of you are gray-headed and I'm turning gray. But, you know, it speaks of longevity. Does it not? Does it not speak of steadfastness and stability in that which is unmovable? Unmovableness and faithfulness in righteousness. He said that the hoary head is a crown of glory. You know, we've seen a lot of people these days, unfortunately, grandmothers and grandfathers that are gray-headed, and they're tattooing their bodies. And they're getting piercings all in their face. And tattooing their... It's just slam ridiculous in the days that we're living in. And yet, if the hoary head, if the gray head, you know, be found in the way of righteousness, that's a blessed thing. And I just thought about that this evening as something to encourage you, encourage myself, amen, to grow old in righteousness, to grow old in the ministry. And the theme of the missions conference this week, and the theme of Vacation Bible School that's coming up that we're supposed to be in, is basically holding the fort, is continuing in the things that we know that we ought to continue in. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, we've seen that verse already. You've seen that displayed on the presentation. "But therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast." Being steadfast. There's a lot of Christians these days, unfortunately, that are not being steadfast. Unmovable. Paul the Apostle in Acts chapter 20, he told those brethren, you know, they warned him not to go to Jerusalem, in that he would be bound and that he would suffer persecution. But furthermore, he said, I'm assured of, I'm paraphrasing it, but he said, you know, this one thing I'm assured of, that I will meet afflictions, that I will meet bonds and imprisonments. But he said, none of those things move me. He went ahead anyway. Because why? Because he had a duty, he had a calling to perform for the gospel's sake, and for the fact that Christ had saved him, Christ had made him his own. And he wasn't his own anymore. He was God's. He was Christ's. And he had a job to do. He had a message to preach. Unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. I couldn't find it this afternoon, but there's a place in the book of Acts, Brother Paponis, if you know, please tell me, where it mentions there's a couple brethren that went to fellowship or went to abide with an old disciple. Do you remember, anybody remember that? An old disciple. It says, you know, I took note of that. An old disciple, somebody that's been in the faith a long time, somebody that's been unmovable, somebody that's been steadfast, somebody that's been faithful in the work of the Lord. And they went, what a compliment that is. And what a thing of respect that shows. What a thing of honor that shows. When we were on debutation, we were just starting out. And, you know, most people that we went to, most churches that we went to and presented the work and calling of Bulgaria, they had met us for the first time and they were skeptical of us and we of them to some degree. And we were just basically candidating for support, for help, for the ministry. But now after 4 years, furthermore, more than that, 6 years since we started traveling in 2010. You know, now we're looked upon, they call us veterans. Is that right? Are we called veterans now? Veterans. I'm called a veteran? I mean, that seems like too old to be called that. And yet, that's an honorable thing to be called. A veteran soldier. Amen. If you're a veteran soldier, or you're a veteran missionary, what an honorable thing. And we're not staying home. Praise God. We're going back in September. We're going back and going to continue with the work there and hope to see more things for God to do and save people and change people's lives, because He can. He's able. Revelation chapter, let me just mention that. The years of in faithful service of the Lord bring respect, bring honor and praise. And by the way, it brings a good example for the younger. All of you older people that have been here for all these years, brother and sister Proponus that's been here as the pastor of this church, how long now? 13 years. 13 years. That's a blessing. That's an encouragement to me as a younger man, as a younger Christian, desiring to do the same. Amen. I desire to be, unless the Lord returns, I hope that we're in Bulgaria for 12 or 13 years, or maybe 15 years or 20 years. That's why we bought the house. That was the intention. We bought the house to stay there by God's grace. By God's grace and to do the work. I mean, it took us 4 years. We're not even mastered the language as of yet. And yet it's taken this long just to get comfortable with the language to be able to preach in it. Well, we want to stay there. We need to stay there and continue to be an example, to continue to be light for those people, to be salt for those people, to encourage those Bulgarian brethren. They are a blessing and encouragement to us as well. But years in faithful service, it's a respectable thing. It's an honorable thing. I met a 93-year-old man. We were in Roanoke, Alabama. We was at this restaurant after services on Sunday morning. There was an old 93-year-old brother in Christ. He was a retired Baptist preacher. He said when he was a pastor, he said, if you were anything... Let's see, what did he say? He said about being a Baptist. About being a Baptist, if you weren't a Baptist, you were ashamed, or something like that. If I wasn't a Baptist, I'd be ashamed. He said that was the saying during his time and their mentality. But a faithful servant, Baptist or not, he was a faithful servant. First and foremost, he's a faithful servant to the Lord Jesus Christ. And at 93 years old, he's encouraging this young man of 39 years old. Just to see him, just to talk to him, just to witness that he's still got love and for God, for love for his Lord, love for the gospel in his soul. What a blessing it was to meet that old dear saint. I think about in Revelation chapter 1, where we read about God. Now, he's the example for all of us. He's the greatest example of anything good. And he says here in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 14, his head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire. I mean, he's pictured God, the Ancient of Days. Amen. The Ancient of Days. Amen. God is unchanging. He is unmovable. He is faithful. There's another passage in the Revelation where his name is faithful. And he exhorts us to be the same. How can we be the same? How could we be like God? How could we continue 50 years or more than that in Christian service and not give up and not go backwards? And because he did it and he gave us his Spirit, and we can too. Because of his Spirit, because of his love, because of his promises, because of the fellowship of the saints, he gives us the strength to continue on. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire. And his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in the furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters, the power of God's presence. Hebrews chapter 13, and I'm done. I'm just going to quit right here. But in Hebrews chapter 13, short verse here, in verse 8, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and today and forever. And brethren, we can be the same. God saved me back in July, the 21st it was for me. That's my birthday. My spiritual birthday is July the 21st of 1996. Nearly 20 years now has already passed. And what a blessing it is to be able to stand before you, not with a proudful, arrogant spirit, to say I've stood and I'm still standing, but with a thankful spirit to say, yes, I'm still standing. I'm still standing. We can still stand. And some of you have stood a lot longer than I have. And we got to keep standing, no matter how bad it gets, no matter what happens in this country or in this world, we just got to keep standing. And we got to keep on keeping on. Why? Because, number one, we're indebted to the Lord. We're indebted to Him. He saved our souls. He gave us a new birth. One day He'll give us eternal life. One day He'll give us a new body. The Bible says we will inherit all things. We can't even fathom what really that means. For the sake of the brethren, for the sake of the church, our fellow Christians, our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. And I'd say this, for the sake of the world too. We got to keep standing. We got to keep on keeping on. God bless you. Thank you. It's a blessing being here today.